Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Coming up, Courtney, with today's news in about 15 minutes or so at 7:45. And a visitor to Hawaii from Boston has apparently discovered that getting the perfect selfie with a volcano can be dangerous.
Yeah.
So we will get to that and the rest of the news coming up.
And what a nice note from Courtney yesterday on Father's Day. It stopped me in my tracks.
Oh, sweet, thoughtful.
Yes. It was just so kind. So thank you for that,
I meant
Courtney.
It all.
Yes.
Very nice.
I'm very
Courtney's
lucky
kind
to work with you guys.
Yes. Well, we feel lucky to work with you.
Absolutely.
You wanted to offer a moment of Odyssey app appreciation today?
I did. Thank you so much. On Saturday night, my friend Lauren threw a birthday party for her husband, and she was telling us, yeah, I got this this miniature pub to put in the backyard. And
what do you mean?
So
like
they
deliver it to you like an Irish pub thing?
Yes. They call it tiny pubs.
Oh,
they come, and it literally feels like you're in Ireland when you're inside. It's very cool. But they came to come pick up the pub. Matt and Chris are the owners. They're brothers. Listen to the show every day.
Really?
Yes. Oh, so good morning to Matt and Chris at Tiny Pubs.
Right. Luck of the Irish.
Yeah. Very cool idea, though.
Before we get to They Said It, let's quickly open.
Craig, not Chris. Craig.
All right.
Matt and Craig. Matt and Craig.
Yeah. I mean, you know, names.
Chris,
we all have issues with names.
If we could, let's open the Window World of Boston WEEI weather smoke window, please. Take a look at the forecast outside, Curtis.
On Jersey Street, it's pouring rain. Everywhere else, 58 degrees, cloudy. Going to be nice today. Mid to upper 60s, partly cloudy this afternoon. Looking ahead to Hampton Beach Friday morning, will be beautiful. Abundant sunshine around 75 degrees at Bernie's Beach Bar in Hampton Beach.
All right. But to be clear, on June 16th, you said it's 58 degrees outside right now?
It is.
And it's only going to get to the mid-60s.
We went for a walk yesterday morning.
Yeah.
I had long pants, sweatshirt, and jacket. And I was like, what are we doing?
The weather blows.
Awful. The weather was so gross on Saturday.
You can't get a good Saturday to save your life.
It's awful.
It was awful again this past weekend.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it stinks.
Also, it sucked getting off the Cape because everybody was leaving on Saturday because the weather was so bad.
Oh, it's ridiculous. All right, but Curtis mentioned Hampton Beach. We will be there for roadshow number 6 this week, and we'll see you at Wally's for pregame on Thursday night. Shime will be there for that, and then Friday morning at Bernie's, which is arguably one of the great beach bars in the United States of America. So can't wait to get up there for that. You could get a whole house full of windows installed for just $99 a month from Window World of Boston. So go to windowworldofboston.com.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it.
on the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They Said It is presented by Ketch's Law. They are honoring those who built this city. So nominate somebody that you care about when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. That's WeBuiltThisCity.com. Whether they build or they drive or they just care for this city, nominate them at WeBuiltThisCity.com. Chime, where would you like to start today?
Well, Greg, we got to start with the hottest topic in the city, which is Rafael Devers being traded to the San Francisco Giants. It happened during Sunday Night Baseball last night in a game the Giants were actually playing, and the Sunday Night Baseball crew interviewed Clayton Kershaw, pitcher for the Los Angeles Dodgers, and he was asked about the Devers trade. Here is what Kershaw had to say about Rafael Devers.
Yeah, how about that trade? That's wild. That? Buster's really doing it. Not only Buster Posey's really doing it over there. Good, you know, good for Buster, man. He's going for it. You know, I consider Rafi one probably, you know, top 10 hitters in the game at worst. You know, so he's definitely a game changer. It'd be interesting to see what position he plays over there. I know they have a big prospect at first base coming, so it'd be interesting to see if he plays first. Obviously, they have Matt Chapman, who's one of the best in the game at third. So if he's just DH for however long that contract is, he's. I don't even know what they gave up. I know Harrison was supposed to pitch today, so he's a good one. He is a good one, but I don't know, man. It makes him better right now for sure.
What position he plays? He doesn't play any position in the field.
Said it's worth it if he's going to DH though.
Don't dare ask him.
No,
I mean, so they are, you know, they appear willing to spend the money on a guy who's just, I assume he's just going to DH there. I mean, $30 million a year for 8 years, and
or DH, that's fine.
And he's your DH.
Yeah, you know, a guy who's gonna, you know, well, at least here he's probably there. Same thing, lead your team in maybe RBIs and home runs. So, I mean, who wouldn't want that from that type of player if he's only a DH? You know, they got no issues. They got a really good third baseman, and I think Devers has kind of bought in. At least it seems like from where we saw here, bought into being a DH.
It's interesting. As a Red Sox fan, I always just thought when you got over 500 in advance of the trade deadline, you showed management you were worthy of an investment. With this group now, they just trade everyone away the second you get over 500. Oh, we're too good. We need to get rid of Devers right now in advance of everything else. We have 65 prospects and nobody that can hit.
Yeah, I mean, do you think... See, I think they got too far into it to the... whatever you want to call the last week, a resurgence or things finally clicking or whatever. I think they were too far into it to stop at that point, Curtis. Don't you?
I mean, Devers really looked impacted by it. I mean, it's never too late to make the right decision. Like, you can figure it out. The team clearly, whatever the issue was, had been at least solved for the time being.
But I don't think they, and this is just my opinion, I think that this little run that they on was something that they believe wasn't going to be consistent, and they were going to come back down to being a team that is basically a below 500 team.
But well, how? They're beating teams well above 500.
Because I think they just look at it like, you know what, this is lightning in a bottle for these few series, but ultimately, because you don't make this deal unless you believe that your team will come back down to earth and get back to playing below 500.
Well, you make the deal if the situation has become unsalvageable. And there is some reporting on that from Chris Cotillo, who says a source with knowledge of the Sox-Devers relationship described it as an unsalvageable situation for both parties. Devers was frustrated with mixed messaging from different voices in the organization, felt like a scapegoat. The root was what the player felt was disorganized communication from the jump this year. We talked about that on Friday because we got to hear it for ourselves on this show with Craig Breslow responding to what Sam Kennedy had said Wednesday. So,
Let's use this as an example, Greg. Let's say, fine, you're right. They have to get rid of him this year. Well,
because he's a problem.
That's
right?
Fine. Yeah, okay. Right. So let's give it another month and 2 weeks. See where the team gets. See what you need. Don't just talk to one team. Like, I can understand that. I will accept that there could be a case where it's just done. But executing it the way they did, and the timing in which they did, and Wiggy and I agreed last week, they have 17 one-run losses. We put a lot of that on Cora. Mm. So they're closer to being over 500 by a wide margin than they are to under it.
Or just do it after the season.
Right.
And then after the season, if you don't make the playoffs, you can then blame it on Devers, because you could be like, he was disgruntled all year long, we needed help. Like, there's a million ways you could spin it after the season. So do it after the season. It's almost like being in a marriage and you're like, I can't stand you, you can't stand me, there's nothing we could do, let's just divorce as soon as the kid graduates high school at the end of the year.
All right, what's next, Shime?
Well, Greg, time to hear some douchey Rory McIlroy. After his round on Saturday, he just barely made the cut on Friday, and then after his round on Saturday, he talked with the media about dodging them earlier in the week. Here was that exchange with Rory.
It's much easier being on the cut line when you don't really care if you're here for the weekend or not. You know, I was sort of thinking, do I really want two more days here or not? So it makes it easier to play better when you're in that mindset.
Just majors in a row, rounds kind of stepped away. Has that been part and parcel to the frustration on the golf course? What do you attribute?
No, not really. It's more a frustration with you guys. But yeah.
In what way?
I'm just, I don't know. I mean, I've been totally available for the last few years. And I'm not saying maybe not you guys, but maybe more just the whole thing.
The whole driver thing.
That was a part of it. That was a part of it. But it's not as if, like, at Augusta I skipped you guys on Thursday. So it's not as if it's
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's not out of the ordinary. I've done it before. I feel like I've earned the right to do whatever I want to do, yeah.
Wow. He doesn't care anymore. That's the bottom line.
Well, he just told you that he didn't even want to be there at the U.S. Open.
Yeah. So. I think he's done. I think winning the Masters took like everything out of him.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, he said that. He said it's hard to get up like the same way he did before winning the Masters. He's a jerk. Like that. But Rory McIlroy is a jerk.
How old is he? Is it like he's going to retire then?
I mean, he's still in phenomenal physical shape, to his credit. He doesn't need to retire. He could keep playing if he wanted to, which is the shocking thing. Like, he is still one of the best golfers on the planet, but he just, like, he has no passion anymore now that he won the Masters. Well, it's unbelievable.
He's always pissed off. Like, he was pissed off about the LIV guys. Then he was pissed off that anybody dared to cover the relationship he had with a female golf reporter, and he was pissed off that people were writing about his pending divorce that never happened. I mean, I don't know.
Wasn't he also one of the ones pissed off about the Ryder Cup and the players on the Ryder Cup and the money that they make, and shouldn't they be giving it to somebody else? Like, wasn't he one of those?
I feel like I've earned the right to do whatever I want to do,
All right, what else, Shime?
Well, Greg, in a little more levity here for you, Brad Marchand, two-goal game, for the Florida Panthers. He spoke after the game and was asked about what 2011 Brad Marchand may say to 2025 Brad Marchand. Here was Marchand after the game this weekend.
You're the first player in NHL history to score 5 goals in the Stanley Cup final on 2 different teams. What would a young Brad Marchand from 2011 say about this Brad Marchand in 2025?
Man, that guy's good looking. Probably be it. it's just how it plays out sometimes. You know, it just sometimes you get balances, sometimes you don't. But definitely he'd be grateful to be in this opportunity and have another opportunity to be in the finals and be part of a really good team, for sure.
He joins the great Mario Lemieux as the only guys to score 5 goals in different Stanley Cup final series. That's pretty good company.
He's going to get his money now.
Yeah.
I mean, what was he asking for, like 7?
Yeah, I think he wanted 6.5 or something here.
Whatever. Yeah. That,
can I ask some gambling advice?
Yes.
So, Bruins trade Brad Marchand. He probably wins the cup. Red Sox trade Rafael Devers to the Giants. Do I bet on the Giants to win the World Series?
Oh,
I believe they're
be
like 22-1.
Yeah, and then Devers is lights out in the World Series.
Yeah, World Series MVP Rafael Devers.
Yeah, I would jump on that one.
I mean, that goal he had Saturday night, Curtis, was filthy. You would agree.
I mean, I just
pure filth.
I have 3 Panthers jerseys. I wear them all.
All right, is that it?
That'll do it today, Greg.
Okay. That is They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Coming up later today, Sam Kennedy and Craig Breslow will Zoom with the media. One question per media member. Is that how it works, Curtis?
Yeah, no follow-ups.
Okay. So I'm assuming that we will have that for you live here on Boston Sports Original WEEI.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.